الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل، صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, in this ayat which I've recited before you, it is in the fifth juz of the Holy Quran. It is in Surah Nisa, in which Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, aminu billah, bring iman upon Allah. Just look at the beauty. O you who believe, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people who have iman, aminu billah, bring iman upon Allah and His Rasul. Then it goes on to make mention of other articles of faith. This tells us the importance of iman. Many a times you and I, we have this background that I am a Muslim, I read the kalima. Why must people tell me about iman? If this was true, then this particular ayat would not have been correct. Allah Ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu billah. O you who believe, bring iman upon Allah and His Rasul. Many a times you and I, we take iman for granted. We regard iman as something very lightly. And we speak about many other aspects. We speak about salat, roza, zakat, conduct, compassion, kindness. All of that is true. No doubt whatsoever, it is part of iman, part of Islam. But the jar, the root of everything is iman. And that is why it is the first pillar of Islam. Iman is the first pillar of Islam. And many a times when you and I, when we think that I've got iman by reading the kalima. No. By reading the kalima, you have only become part of the Muslim community. It doesn't mean that your iman is correct or your iman is definitely where it is supposed to be or it is perfect. Bahut logon ka khayal ye hai ke kalima parne se aadmi musalman ho gaya to aur kya kisi cheez ki zarurat nahi. Nahi, aisa nahi. ایمان کی پختہ ہونے کے لیے بہت سی قربانی کی ضرورت، جد و جہد کی ضرورت. بغیر جد و جہد ایمان پختہ اور کامل نہیں ہوتا. That is why Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran in Surah Hujurat, listen to this beautiful ayat. قالت الاعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا اسلمنا ولما يدخل الايمان في قلوبكم. Many people who recently accepted Islam in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Amanna, we have got iman. So Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, Lam tu'minu, you have not brought iman in the least. Walakin qulu aslamna, but say, we have become Muslims. Walamma yadkhulil imanu fi qulubikum, but iman has not entered into our heart. Tells us to be a Muslim, alhamdulillah, it is a great ni'mat of Allah. But iman is very distinct from being a Muslim. Iman is something that is very, very different. And let us, although we can sometimes make mention of the technical detail of iman, our ulama tell us technically, iman is tasdeequn bil qalb wa iqrarun bil lisan. Look at any book of fiqh, look at any book of Islam. When they say, what is the definition of iman? They say, iman is to believe in the heart and to bring it upon your tongue, and to proclaim it with your tongue. That is iman. Iman, dil se ikrar, or zaban se uska ikrar. That is what they say is iman. To bring iman on your heart, tasdeequn bil qalb wa iqrarun bil lisan. That is the definition of iman. But while that is a technical definition, iman is that which takes such a grip on a believer that when he speaks, it is according to the dictates of that iman. When he practices, it is according to the dictates of that iman. When he does something, you can see the whole you and the color of iman in his taqwa, in his words, in his life, in the way he acts. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran refers to it as sibghatullah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ sibgha. It is the color of Allah. And what color is better than the color of Allah? When it means a color, Allah doesn't have any color, but it means that you have brought iman into you to such an extent that whatever you do, it is according to that iman. It makes you do things which Allah has told you. It tells you to stay away from things that Allah has prohibited you from. Our ulama tell us that, you see, alcohol was very, very greatly in vogue in the time of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they couldn't stay away from it. You know, because it was such a great thing with them. That on every occasion, every celebration, the alcohol used to flow. So Allah Ta'ala also made alcohol haram in stages. Now someone can't use that today that I'm doing something wrong, therefore I have to go away from that haram in stages. I'm looking at woman is becoming such an addiction, I got to do it in stages. No, that doesn't work now because now Islam is complete. That time Islam was still being formulated. It was still being formed. So in the formation of that, it took several times before Allah Ta'ala made alcohol haram. So first it said, قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ. Any day is some benefit, any day is harm. The harm is more worse, therefore stay away from it. Then it says, لَا تَقْرَبُوا السَّلَاةِ. Don't go near salat when you are intoxicated, when you have taken alcohol. You can take alcohol when it is not near salat time, or it doesn't make you drunk at the time of namaz. After that you can take it. Thereafter, then the ayat came. And many a times when this ayat was being come, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to come to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, tell Allah Ta'ala to give us bayan and shafia, to give us a proper direction with regard to alcohol. At the moment, it's some good, it's some harm, it is better to stay away from it, but we have not been told completely to stay away from it. Then Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat of the Holy Quran. You know, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu innama al-khamru wal-maisir ritsum min amali shaitan fajtanibuh. That it is the handiwork of shaitan. Stay away from it. And then the ayat goes on, fahal antum muntahun. That after talking about all the harms of alcohol, it said, will you not stay away from it? Will you not stay away from it? Then Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says that when this caller went out into the streets of Madinah Munawwara and said, oh people, Allah Ta'ala has made alcohol haram. Allah has forbidden alcohol. Then Anas ibn Malik says the people were still drinking. Some of them had the cup of alcohol in their hands. Some of them were about to drink. You know, hum jaise hote hue keh rahe aakhir bar kar lo yaar, ek martaba aur kar lo, kya abhi baad mein haram ho jayega. Like someone was telling, so no, someone was made mention with regard to sometimes that a new restaurant opened, he said, could eat there before the halal certifying authorities make it haram. So what we sometimes do all this type of things. So he said, bhai, let's drink it last. No one said that. They say immediately they threw it down. One night, Shamlak Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali wrote a very amazing thing. One day I heard in his bayan, he said, in pre-partition India, one non-Muslim writer wrote, he said, I refuse to believe that a person who is addicted to alcohol can, on the spur of the moment, because of one elan, because of one call, can he throw elan away? He can throw alcohol away. I refuse to believe it. He said, person who is addicted, he can't just give it up so easily. So Mu'atani Rahmatullah Ali said, a Muslim wrote back and said, the reason why you can't understand is because you don't have iman. Now this is iman. The reason why they stayed away from it is because they had iman billah. And my Allah has said is haram. How can I thereafter take any pleasure from that? So this is iman, that it takes such a hold in you that when Allah's commands come, you throw it away. Irrespective of the consequence or irrespective of how you are enjoying it. Then another amazing aspect with regard to this iman, my dear respected brothers, is our iman is iman bil ghaib. We bring iman in Allah Ta'ala on the unseen. We haven't seen Allah, but we believe in Allah more than what we believe in what we can see or what is in existence. Because Allah has told us. Look at how Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Hudal lil muttaqeen. That hidayat, the Quran is a hidayat for people who have taqwa. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Those who believe in Allah in the unseen, بغیر دیکھے اللہ تعالیٰ کو انہوں نے ایمان قبول کر لیا. اللہ کو دیکھا نہیں لیکن اللہ کے اوپر یقین, جنت کو دیکھا نہیں لیکن جنت کے اوپر یقین, جہنم کو دیکھا نہیں لیکن جہنم کے اوپر یقین. یہ ہے یؤمنون بالغیب. And there's a remarkable incident in Bukhari Sharif that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading Salatul Istisqa. Salatul Istisqa was an amazing, you know, when the sun is eclipsed. It was such a long salat that many old people, they fainted in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So one day in that salat, Sahaba saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going forward, coming back. After namaz, Ya Rasulullah, aapne toh ajeeb namaz padha. ہم نے کبھی ایسا نماز نہیں دیکھا کہ نماز کے اندر آپ آگے جا رہے تھے پیچھے جا رہے تھے, اس کا کیا حاصل. سو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے اللہ تعالیٰ شوڈ می دا فائر آف جہنم, اللہ شوڈ می دا فائر آف جہنم, اینڈ اٹ واز سو گریٹ دیٹ آئی ٹوک اے اسٹیپ بیکورڈس, آئی کوڈ سی اٹ, اور اس کو دیکھ کر میں نے پیچھا ہٹ لیا, آئی ٹوک اے اسٹیپ بیکورڈس. دین اللہ تعالیٰ شوڈ می دا گریپس آف جنہ, او مائی صحابہ, اٹ واز سو بیوٹیفل, سو بیوٹیفل. That if I would have taken that grapes, you would have eaten that grape till the day of Qiyamah. Aisa zabardast, such a beautiful grapes that if you would have taken it, you would have eaten till the day of Qiyamah. But Sahaba, I didn't take it. Our ulama tell us, one day was a very great alim who came here to this masjid. He passed away in sijda. He was the Shaykhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Bari. And I heard this from him, from this mimbar. I think his name was Mawlana Islam al-Haqsab. He was the Sheikh al-Hadith in Darul Uloom Bari. And he said the reason why, because if we would have seen the fruits of Jannat, our iman would have been on what we have seen. Sahaba would have brought iman upon mushahada. And our iman is valuable on ghaib, on unseen. And we bring iman on the unseen more than what we bring on what we see. You see, when we see something, we rely upon our sight. Our sight can make a difference. Our sight can make a mistake. But when we bring iman in ghaib, what do we bring iman on? What the Nabi of Allah has told us, what he heard from Allah. So is your sight more reliable or is what Nabi told you about Allah more reliable? We say what Allah has told us through the means of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is more reliable than our sight. Our sight can make a mistake. We think we saw something, it might be something else. What the Nabi of Allah told us can never be a mistake. That is why we bring iman upon that. And there are many examples, but I won't go into that. And therefore, my dear respected brothers, this iman is amazing. This iman must bring and have such a disturb that we stay away from guna. We do things because we bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a part of that iman is iman bil ghaib. And part of that iman, my dear respected brothers, the cornerstone of iman is Allah ta'ala ki barai. To think the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala told our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir, wa rabbaka fakabbir. O Prophet of Almighty Allah, Allah ta'ala ki barai bayan karo. Go and tell people the greatness of Allah. Brothers, until we don't understand the greatness of Allah, we won't know why we must do good. We won't know why we must stay away from evil. جب تک اللہ تعالیٰ کی برائی دل میں نہ ہو تو اس وقت ہم جو ہم اچھے کام نہیں کر سکتے, برائے کام سے ہم بچ نہیں سکتے. An employee working for his boss, he is frightened for the boss. Why? The boss can tell you, you are fired. So he knows the boss has got the power, authority to say, I am fired. Therefore he fears the boss to a certain extent. Here, if we don't know the greatness of Allah, we won't know why we must follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah ta'ala tells us, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Allah ta'ala ki barai bayan karo. Well, it's why the people of Makkah came one day to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Unsub lana rabbuk. You are all the time speaking about Allah. Who is your Allah? Tell us who is your Allah. Aapke Allah kon hai? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited for wahi. Allah ta'ala sent down an ayat. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and said, this is my Allah. He is one, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is no one like him. We can't even imagine him. He is greater than even our imagination. He is Allah الصَّمَدُ. Everyone is dependent upon him. He is dependent upon no one. لَمْ يَلِدْ. He was not born from anyone. He didn't give birth to anyone. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is no one like my Allah. Allah Ta'ala ki tarah koi nahi. Allah be mithal hai. You can't compare Allah with anyone. That is why Allah Ta'ala repeatedly in the Holy Quran tells us about his greatness. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. It is equal to Allah whether you do something in broad daylight, whether you do it in the darkness of the night. Allah knows it. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows the treachery of your eyes. What intention you are looking at someone. Someone can't say it. I don't know what intention you are looking at me. Someone looks at me afterwards. I look at someone. He doesn't know what intention I am looking at him. Allah Ta'ala says, I know the treachery of your eyes. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. I know what your hearts conceal. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. To Allah belongs authority over the heavens and earth. وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. What is in the earth? Allah Ta'ala says, my authority is in the earth. Science, with all its technology, with all its progress, today tells you that in the crust of the earth, we have not gone more than perhaps half a kilometer. After that, Allah knows. My Allah Ta'ala says, I know what is in the crust of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah Ta'ala says, I have seven heavens and seven earth. My authority extends over the seven heavens and the earth. Allah Ta'ala, it comes in a hadith that even every drop of rain that comes with the permission of the Allah. Every drop of rain comes with an angel. Every drop of rain comes with an angel that brings that particular rain down. When Allah Ta'ala wanted to punish Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam's tribe, the angels complained to Allah, oh Allah, we can't control the raindrops. It is beyond our control. Allah Ta'ala said, this particular raindrop is beyond your control. It is directly under my command. Allah Ta'ala has got that particular power, my dear. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. The cornerstone with regard to iman is to talk about Allah. That is why our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Allah, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Tell unto the people, tell unto the people, this is my way of life. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I call people to Allah. Brothers, look at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, calling people towards Allah in all occasions, all time. تَكْلِيف هُو. Ya rahat ho, sardi mein ho, garmi mein ho, ya kabhi Makkah mein ho, kabhi Madina mein, kabhi bahar, sab jagah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka zindagi ka hasil Allah Taala ki taraf bulana. That was the cornerstone of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, calling people towards Allah. Oh people, say la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha, there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day was sitting with Abdullah ibn Abbas. Abdullah ibn Abbas was a small sahabi, was sitting with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the camel. And he said, Ya Ukhaya, oh my small brother, oh my small companion, that wa'alam anna al-ummata law ijtama'uka ala yanfa'uka bi shay lam yanfa'uka. Oh my small companion, know that if the entire creation want to harm you, they can't harm you unless Allah wills it. And oh my small companion, if the entire creation want to benefit you 1 cent, Allah, if Allah doesn't want you, they can't benefit you 1 cent. They can't benefit you even to this extent. Everything is in the hands of Allah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling his companions. Sometimes he's telling them while the people are hitting Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Harith bin Harith bin Imadi radiallahu anhu says, I came to Makkah and I saw the people were, someone was sitting, standing on the street corner saying, Ya, you are, oh people, say La ilaha illallah, you will benefit. Someone was throwing him with stones. Someone was throwing him with dust. And I asked the people, what is this? He said, he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. He says, he's the prophet of Almighty Allah. I said, who are the people who are throwing him? He said, foremost among them is his uncle Abu Lahab. And he said, I looked at this and I saw another small girl coming and she brought water. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the water in his mouth, threw it up, and there was blood that came out. And he told his daughter, oh my daughter, don't cry. Allah will grant your father respect and honor. And oh my son, she didn't have a scarf properly. And said, oh my daughter, cover your hair properly. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from jihad. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come from jihad, before he visited his wife, he used to go to his daughter Hazrat Fatima. So he came to his daughter's wife and the daughter's door, Hazrat Fatima started crying. Said, oh my daughter, why are you crying? He said, oh my father, look at how you look. Look at how you look. Your clothes are torn. Your complexion of your skin is gone. What has gone wrong with you? He said, "Oh, my daughter, don't worry. Allah will never grant respect to anyone except when He brings the kalima and He brings iman upon me." But look at what I'm trying to say, even at that particular situation, telling people about the greatness of Almighty Allah. After the, you know, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was beaten up in Taif, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to rest at one particular place, the people who were behind him beaten, they also felt pity. And they sent one person by the name of Addas. Addas came with a plate of grapes to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, he took the grapes and he said, "Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim." Addas said, "I never heard Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What are you reading?" He said, "Oh Addas, who are you? What religion do you follow?" Addas said, "I'm a Christian and I come from Ninwa." Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Ninwa is a place where my brother Hazrat Yunus Alayhi Salatu Wasalam come from. No one knew Yunus Alayhi Salam in Hijaz." So he said, "Where you know about Yunus Alayhi Salam?" Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him dawat even after he was beaten up in Taif, and he got half an opportunity. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him towards Allah, and he showed respect to Nabi. He kissed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's forehead. When he went back, his master said, "Addas, you never showed respect to us the way you showed to that person whom we sent you to." Addas said, I brought iman upon him. Wallahi, this is a great person. One day he will rule over Arabia. Brothers, this is iman, my dear. To talk about the greatness of Allah. And the more we talk about Allah's greatness, the more the iman will come in. For us, it's insignificant. But iman is an amazing thing. It is made, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, "Daraballahu mathala lilladhina amanu imra'ata fir'aun." For those who take iman for granted, Allah Ta'ala says, "I gave you the example of iman in the wife of Fir'aun." Subhanallah. When I read this ayat, I'm always, you know, taken aback. Allah Ta'ala could have used so many examples of iman. But when Allah Ta'ala wanted to use an example of iman for believers till the day of Qiyamah, Allah used a woman. Allah used a woman to give and present her as an example of iman for Muslims and for believers till the day of Qiyamah. This was no ordinary thing. She was brought up in the lap of luxury. The wife of Fir'aun, whatever she wanted, she could have got. Never mind her. It is said that the maid of the daughter of Fir'aun, the maid, the servant of the daughter of Fir'aun, she was combing the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun. And the comb fell down. And she, when she picked it up, she said, "Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim." And the daughter of Fir'aun said, "What? Who is Bismillah? Who is Allah?" He said, "He is the creator of everyone, including your father." He said, "Are you disputing the divinity of my father? My father is Allah." She said, "No, Allah is Allah." She was brought in front of Fir'aun. Fir'aun started torturing her. She had a small baby. And they threw that baby into boiling oil to try and turn her away from iman. She said, "I will never leave iman." And when they were about to throw the baby, she was reluctant for a little while. And the baby spoke and said, "Oh, my mother, don't be reluctant. Throw me in the fire. Allah will grant us success." She threw the baby into the oil, and she also went into the oil. This is iman, my dearest brother. Today, you and I, we talk of iman with complacency. We don't really value iman. And it is for us that we work upon this iman. And part of working is going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I will one day, inshallah, and people must remind me with regard to it. I will just one day tell you, go through some of the incidents, how people reverted to Islam. Some things that you and I just take for granted in our Islam, how it became the changing of the life of people who were disbelievers. There's one person in Cambridge University. I went to meet him once. His name is Abdul Hakim Murad. He goes under the name of Timothy Winters also. He writes many beautiful examples. So he said that his father passed away, and he became under the adoption of a couple, and they used to go to the nudist colony. So he said, one day it was hot, they were in the nude, and I looked upon them and they looked like peaches, you know, the peach. They looked, and I said, there must be more to life than looking like this. So he said he went to study religion and look at what is modesty, and he found the best modesty in Islam. And today for us, modesty is something that we take. He said that incident made me a Muslim. That when I saw my adopted parents being in a nude and looking like peaches, and I said, is this truth? Can this ever be truth? And he said, it made me go and search, and I came to Islam. Brothers, iman is something that we really have to all the time work towards. Realize the greatness of Allah. One of the ways is people go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us always value this iman. so that when we die with this iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.